The new strain of flu, H7N9, has been seen only in China. So far, around 130 cases have been confirmed. Some have proved fatal. The virus appears to be affecting only people who handle live birds infected with the strain. Brian Lewis is a computational epidemiologist from Virginia Tech. His team was able to crunch available data about cases, transmission, and other factors quickly. Armed with this timely information, the Chinese government took quick action.
For instance, Shanghai, in a sort of move that's not typical of the Chinese, were a little bit more transparent than in previous instances and had sort of informed the world and sort of thought about it and admitted to the fact that maybe there's this potential situation brewing. And they took some actions where they closed down all the live poultry markets based on the fact that they thought that the poultry was the reservoir. And that pretty much stopped the epidemic in its tracks.
There have been few new cases reported and no sign of the new H7N9 flu strain spreading. Lewis says this is a case where health-related social media played an important role.
They were paying attention to this. They were harvesting information from publicly available sources, mainly news stories. Some of the folks at HealthMap were monitoring the Chinese version of Twitter called Weibo. And they were able to actually start confirming cases more rapidly than the Chinese CDC was able to get it out there, which I think further forced their hand to sort of be a little bit more open on it. And it might have kickstarted, you know, some of the responses and the openness in which they approached this situation, which might have been a little bit different in, you know, 5-10 years ago.
The poultry markets in Shanghai have recently been reopened. And while it's still too early to tell whether H7N9 will change course, it appears to be on the wane. But a new crowdsourced form of studying disease outbreaks is here to stay. I'm Robbie Harris.